WSJ Special Access gives you a front row seat to some of the Wall Street Journal's most exciting content, including exclusive live events and interviews with top executives and newsmakers, only for subscribers and only on Spotify.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Americans spend decades putting money away for retirement, and yet when their working years are over, many come to the painful realization that money isn't everything.
And so when your job ends, you might be sitting around saying, wait, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? What am I doing here? And so cultivating some of those interests, those hobbies, those passions while you're still working can help set you up for retirement that is happier and more fulfilling.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Dagger. That's after the break.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Many Americans spend their retirement years regretting not planning better. And it's not just about saving money. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins us. So, Veronica, it seems like there are many resources focused on planning for retirement. We talk about it often on this show. So why is it so hard for people to map out a plan?
Well, partly because you've never done it before. Most people have never had this trial run or practice to retirement. And so when they turn in their ID and then the next Monday comes along, they don't know what to do with themselves. It's a tough transition, especially if you don't have that kind of preparation. And so you find out things cost more than you expected in retirement. You wish you had maybe spent more time building relationships to last outside of the office and keeping up with the ones in the office and just taking better care of your health and cultivating new interests.
Now, you spoke with several retirees about their experience and their planning and what they wish they had done better. What was the common theme?
Couple common themes. One big one is that investing for retirement isn't just about money. So often we hear, oh, have that financial plan, make sure it lasts till you're 100 or whatever the financial planners are saying these days about longevity. But there's other aspects to this that you can't quantify. So figuring out what will motivate you in retirement. So if you're a very driven person, you need to figure out how you're going to fill up your time, whether it's a new interest, whether it's studying. People forget that so much of their self-worth, their sense of achievement, accomplishment is all connected to their job very often. And so when your job ends, you might be sitting around saying, wait, who am I? What's the meaning of my life? What am I doing here? And so cultivating some of those interests, those hobbies, those passions while you're still working can help set you up for retirement that is happier and more fulfilling.
Yeah, you don't hear people talk about very often the fact that your persona stays with you. That doesn't go away when you retire.
It doesn't go away, but how people relate to you often goes away. For example, if you were an executive, maybe you're not CEO, but you were an executive and you don't have 100 reports checking in with you and giving you a sense of meaning or a sense of accomplishment every day, you're not making all these 1,000 decisions every day, you might find yourself floundering. But yes, you as a core person, that doesn't change and it actually never had anything to do with your job.
Now, you mentioned relationships a moment ago. Why are relationships important to retirement?
It's interesting. The biggest predictor of longevity, health, and happiness in later life is the quality of your relationships. And that's a finding from the Harvard Study of Adult Development, which has followed families for decades. I spoke to a gentleman who had retired about 18 months ago, and he was just so happy to be walking out the door saying, you know, I'm never going back to working again. But he didn't factor something really important into his equation. Soon after he retired, his son and his family, who used to live 2 hours away, moved all the way to New Zealand. And as we know, that's a very expensive and far flight. Well, him and his wife had only budgeted a small amount for travel every year. And so now, because he hadn't kept up his relationships at work, he hadn't kept up his professional licenses, he feels like the door to contract work in consulting is no longer there. He also feels that if he had kept those doors open, he'd get to see his grandchildren more often because he'd be able to afford to go to New Zealand many more times a year. So you got to think about your long-term plan may end up being different than you expect. You may need more money than you expect. You may need to find ways to connect with your family, and that could cost you money, especially if they move away in this day and age.
So people, as they get into their 60s, might think, oh boy, it's time to retire, when they look at the societal norms and what society has said about when retirement should come around. But maybe they should look past that.
Right, because just because you can take Social Security benefits anytime between age 62 and 70 doesn't mean you have to do that. Because if you're going to wait to take Social Security, you're going to get more money for every month of delay. For many, the math favors starting at age 70, when the monthly benefits before cost of living adjustments are 76% higher than at 62. And that's according to a Boston University economist.
So what's the message here for people who still have years or maybe even decades to go before they hit retirement?
So find out your passion, cultivate those interests, cultivate those relationships. Also, realize that retirement could be a lot longer than you think.
Yeah, we see photos of retirees and everyone looks really happy playing shuffleboard or playing golf or hanging out with the grandkids.
Right. Not everyone has grandkids. Not everyone wants to hang out with the grandkids if they have them. Not everyone wants to golf or play shuffleboard. Maybe they want to go dancing. Maybe they want nothing to do with their family. Or maybe they want to completely travel the world or live in an RV. So there's no cookie cutter picture of what retirement looks like. And I think that's one of the reasons retirement is so hard to prepare for, is that we often lack models of this post-work life to emulate.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.